Well, I love a challenge. I don't know about you. I love a challenge. And I love a challenge which can be whatever you want it to be, frankly. And this is great. This is, do you remember back last year? Do you remember Challenge 33? It was the crazy idea from Centre 33. And Nancy Hogg from Centre 33 joins me on the line. Nancy, very good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon, Neil.
Hi. So, yeah, take us back to last year. Briefly, for those who don't know what Centre 33 does, tell us about that. Then take us back to last year and the whole idea behind Challenge 33.
Okay, thank you. Centre 33 are a young person's charity. We work across Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, and we provide emotional and practical support for young people up to the age of 25. We have hubs in Ely, Cambridge, Wisbeach, Huntington and Peterborough. Our Someone to Talk To service operates a drop-in, which young people can visit for free and without appointment. And we also provide counselling. So young people can talk to us about anything, anxiety, money worries, sexual health, housing, their relationships. At Centre 33, we always say no problem is too big or too small. And we also have a young carer service, which works in schools and provides one-to-one support and advocacy for young carers under the age of 18. And we also have a counselling service in secondary schools across Cambridgeshire. So
you're busy then, basically, aren't you?
We are very busy, yes. It's always very busy at Centre 23. But we've been around for a while as well. Last year, we marked our 40th anniversary. And last year, we actually worked closely with 2,500 young people. And then we reached 9,500 more through responding through queries and through events and activities.
Wow. Yeah. And with all the events that have gone on in the world over the past, you know, from COVID through to wars in Ukraine and everything else, it's stressful times, and they've got either job and housing worries, or maybe they're students and they've got exam worries as well. That's a heck of a pressure on young people at the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think, as you say, the last 2 years have been tough on everyone, but we have found that the impact of COVID on young people we work with has been quite significant as well. I mean, we've had 42% of young people accessing our services experience an increase in stress, and 41% a deterioration in their mental health. So obviously we adapted our services during the pandemic to ensure we could still be available for young people. And we're really happy that now we're able to open our hubs and our drop-ins, but young people can still contact us any way they like.
And they do quite like that remote way of doing things, don't they? Because they're used to messaging and email, and they quite like that arm's length type way of doing it.
Yes. I think it's really good that we can offer this, you know, this sort of enhanced offer, if you like. So young people can call, or they can drop in, they can contact us via WhatsApp. All the information is on our website, but the email address, if they do want to get in touch, is hello@centre33.org.uk, and our telephone number is 0333-414-1809.
Okay, all right. Now to business, because this time last year we were talking about Challenge 33, and the idea, as I understand, it was a fundraiser for you with basically anything involving the number 33. Is that right?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I mean, we fundraise for our services all year round, but last year, as you say, we decided to do something a bit different. So we devised Challenge 33. So basically, we wanted people to pick a challenge, have fun, and make a difference. So we worked with a group of young people, and we came up with a list of challenges around the theme of 33. For example, swimming 33 lengths of their local pool, having a quiz with 33 questions, a concert lasting 33 minutes, or baking 33 cupcakes and giving them to your neighbours. I mean, it really was just anything. The challenges we came up with were really just inspiration, and people went on to do lots more, much more imaginative things.
That was your list, but that's what I love about this, is it's come up with something with 33 in it. So what were the wackier and wilder ones that you got?
Okay, well, one person rode 33 kilometres on her cargo bike for children. Ooh. And some students at Hills Road did a 33 kilometre walk. And then we had one person, a young person, who did 33 scooter tricks in 33 minutes, which was quite a feat. And all sorts of things, really. We had lots of people writing 33-word poems. My daughter wrote a 33-word poem. Which was really lovely. So it just really captured people's imagination. So we're hoping the same thing will happen again this year.
Right. So what's the plan? How long does this challenge run for, and what should people think about doing?
Well, it runs from the 23rd of May to the 6th of June. But if for any reason you can't do it within those dates, it doesn't really matter too much. It's just those are the dates we thought it'd be nice for everybody doing everything at the same time. And really, it's just a question of deciding what you want to do. And if you can, just gaining some, raising funds through sponsorship or maybe by making a donation. I mean, and we do want to be clear as well, is that we did choose challenges that have an emphasis on creativity, fun and well-being. So we'd love people to raise money for us, but we'd also love people to just get involved and to try something new. And if you can't take part this year, please do spread the word, because the more people that know about this and they know about Centre 33, the more young people we can help.
I know we've
got... last year...
Sorry, I was going to say, I know... I know, even Cambridge 105 Radio, but we've got involved with the team from Stagger.
Absolutely, yes. Tom and the team from Stagger did a show last year where they actually played 33 songs in 1 hour, which was amazing, actually, and they're planning to do another one.
Let's be clear. For them, that was a real challenge because it meant they had to shut up for a minute. And they normally just half a dozen at tops. What they should do this year, they should play everything at 33 RPM. That'd be fun.
Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but they have to be 45 RPM singles, but you play them all at 30. Because if you do that with Dolly Parton's Jolene, it takes on a whole new thing. If you listen to that at 30.
Yes, I can imagine.
So we should come up with ideas for them, Nancy. We should tell them things we want them
to do. Make it a real challenge, yeah.
What else have you got?
We've got some marvellous things planned, actually. Kelly and her son Matthew are going to pick 33 items of litter each day for 2 weeks, which is a brilliant idea. And then Becca is going to walk her dog 33 times over 2 weeks. And the young carers of the Young Carers Advisory Board are going to create 33 pieces of art, which they're hoping to sell. And we also have Ed and the WaveNet team at Excel are going to do some skydiving for 33. So it's all happening. So there's a lot going on, and if you want to get involved and you want to download a fundraising pack, you can visit our website. So it's centre33.org.uk/help/challenge33. And if you have any questions, you can contact me, Nancy, at fundraising@centre33.org.uk.
I think this is brilliant. This all gets underway on Monday. So that's it. You got all
week. That's right. Yeah, it kicks off on Monday.
Yeah, you download the pack now. You've got all weekend to decide with your mates down the pub what daft ideas you're going to come up with. And it all starts on Monday. I think so. I mean, what I love as well was last year you were very successful, weren't you? Last year you raised a good old sum of money.
Yes. We're hoping to. Last year we were lucky enough to raise £3,000 and we'd love to be able to do the same this year.
Now, you see, I think that's a really. That's a humble sum. 3,000, you know, you get a bit, oh, we're looking to raise 100,000. 3,000, that's really doable. And if that makes the world of difference to Centre 33, that's great use of, that means every penny you're raising is really being put to great use. If £3,000
really
makes a difference.
Yes, it really, really does make a big difference. It just means that we've got more money to put into our services and we can just keep on helping as many young people as we can.
Good. Well, let's make sure that the amount you get this year is divisible by 33.
So... Yes, that'd be good.
Fantastic. Well, listen, we'll keep in touch. We'll find out at the end of this, when you've got the numbers finally in, how much you've raised and what daft ideas people came up with. This is Cambridge.
Yes,
we come up with daft ideas for a living.
Exactly.
So, Nancy, it's been great to talk to you. Good luck with Challenge 33.
Thank you, Neil. It's lovely to talk to you.
We'll speak again very soon. Nancy Hogg, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.